News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Workers should get an extra bank holiday in September and November. That is the call from People Before Profit. So People Before Profit are looking for two extra bank holidays per year. The suggested dates are the last Monday in September and the last Monday in November. And this follows a 2021 bill that sought these days, as well as St. Bridget's Day, to be given bank holiday status. And obviously, St. Bridget's Day has been granted. Hooray. It's this weekend, Monday.
So you unusually for you, you're absolutely in tandem with People Before Profit on this.
I am practically on the plinth beside Richard Boyd Barrett and Paul Murphy. All of them. I really am. Yeah, I love the idea of two extra bank holidays.
Now, I'm sure they'd be delighted to hear that.
I know. They were waiting for this moment when I said People Before Profit could not be more right. They could not be. Except for the only thing is, there's only 3 months in the year now without a bank holiday, and they are July, they are September, and they are November. I would give November a pass because we're kind of, you know, we're
I thought you were going to say I'd have bank holidays in those months as well.
Hang on, they're calling for September and November. I wouldn't do September. I wouldn't do November. I would give us two in July, a Monday and a Tuesday. Can you imagine that weekend in July every year? It wouldn't come out of our holidays. It would be a 4-day weekend. It would be a celebration on a par with Christmas, Easter, Paddy's Day, you name it. I would adore it. And I think this is a brilliant idea by them. And I may have to think about who I vote for next year on this basis.
Well, I know you were saying it's a long January, but it feels like this is a long 2006. This is like Celtic Tiger days again. Like, why stop at two? Why not just have a bank holiday every weekend?
Well, That's just silliness. First of all,
there is a cost involved.
There is a cost. But I think of what people would spend if you had two extra days off in July in the summer months. That would be like a mini holiday. And I think people would spend billions.
The facts say otherwise.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do we have the facts on that?
There was a dull question on this a while back, and they reckon the cost to the exchequer of a bank holiday is about €300 million.
And well worth it.
It takes about 0.4% of GDP every year. So if you have two extra, you're almost taking 1% off economic growth.
Yeah.
I just think we need to be careful.
I think people would spend on a July doubler. I think
they don't. Economic activity falls. That is the reality. And look, you know what? I'll take the two bank holidays that they're given. I just think we need to be careful where we are. We have this kind of slight mindset like the good times are going to roll forever.
A lot of European companies.
Countries, they do.
Countries have more bank holidays
than
we do.
Than us,
I don't think that this would be, this just
and
make
Europe
us.
Europe is doing so well economically.
Well, there is that. But I don't think this makes us an outlier. I think this would add to our quality of life. I love this idea with a passion. I want it. I really do. I think it's great from People Before Profit. I'm glad somebody's brought it up. I just think it's a great idea.
So it's People Before Profit, Solidarity and Ciara Kelly Party
yes.
calling for this. Do you agree? I mean, obviously we'd all love it, but are there implications if you're an employer? Maybe you're listening. What do you think? Let us know. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.